power of prayer. That's the focus of Glenn's Story Corner. It's coming up in this half hour. Good morning, John Harper, Glenn Leverance, 25 before the hour. It's morning air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Live to Rome on a very windy day with the Pope's general weekly audience being serenaded. He has stopped the Pope Mobile to be serenaded by the crowds in St. Peter's Square, and the Holy Father hanging on to that zucchetto with all of the wind out there. And, of course, a focus on hope, which has been the focus of the Pope's general weekly audience, Inside What the Holy Father Said, with Ashley Nerona, our Vatican correspondent. Ashley, good morning. Welcome.
Buongiorno, John. Thank you. I am very happy to be here with you all.
I don't think I've seen such a windy day in all of the weeks, all of the years that we've been covering the Pope's general weekly audience.
Yes, you're right. It has been very windy. Actually, the last few days have been super windy, which is great when you're trying to use an Italian dryer, which is actually an outdoor clothesline, of course. So it's funny because we think about things like that here. So the wind isn't all so bad, but for the Holy Father today, as you mentioned, he had to really hold on to his zucchetto this morning.
I've got one of those same clothes dryers. Everybody says, you don't have a dryer? It's almost like saying to somebody, you don't have, what? You don't have a smartphone? You don't have a computer? You don't have a television? You don't have a dryer? No, I just hang it outside and it works every single time. Nonetheless, let's talk about hope. And hope specifically, the Holy Father's message this week focuses on Calvary.
Yes, in fact, the Holy Father reflected today on Luke chapter 2 and talking about, on Luke's account about the criminals hanging on the cross next to Christ, the crucified Christ, and that question of will they enter paradise? You know, the Holy Father talked about the fact of paradise, heaven. You know, it's not, as he called it, it's not a fairy tale. He said it's not an enchanted garden, but we look at it as God's embrace. This is when we enter into his infinite love, his infinite grace. And of course, it's when we behold God face to face in the beatific vision. And the Holy Father pointed out that when we die, we face God with what he called empty hands. So it's not that we get a certain amount of points, and that's not what determines our entry into heaven, he said. But instead, God is waiting for everyone, and of course, it's up to us to choose him. The Holy Father also pointed out that in this particular account, this is the only time that the word paradise appears in the gospel, and this is, you know, Jesus promises it to a criminal. But he's a criminal who had the courage to recognize his own sins. And then when he was self-aware enough to make that recognition, he then begged for mercy. And so that, of course, is what we're all called to do. And with that, Pope Francis said, Jesus wants to lead us to that most beautiful place. And we all need to remember that it's with Christ that there's mercy and joy. Without him, it's cold and dark. So we must take our hope in the mercy and joy that is Christ. John.
And the Holy Spirit also, the Holy Spirit certainly at work there, but the Holy Father also saying not to despair. How many times do we get into despair and fail to realize that God's grace is there? If only we, here comes the T word, trust in him. One of the messages of the Holy Father, Ashley Nerona, our Vatican correspondent this morning at 21 before the hour here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I suppose this could be classified as breaking or developing news. That term gets used a great deal, but the relics of Pope St. John Paul II were stolen last night, and not the first time they've been stolen.
You're right. It's not the first time. Yes. This happened in Monte Castello, which is in the Tignale region on the Brescia shore of Lake Garda. And these were actually relics of the blood of Pope St. John Paul II, as well as bone fragments of another Polish saint, Jerzy Popieluszko. And he was a Polish priest that was killed in 1984. And actually, sorry, he's not a saint yet, he's blessed. But these relics were contained within this church, and apparently thieves entered into the church masquerading as regular tourists. And in the evening, right as the church was about to close, they stole these relics, which were located behind the main altar. And it was right near some depictions of Pope John Paul II as well that were hanging on the wall. So it really felt like it was under the eyes that they just of him that they just snatched these things away. So it wasn't discovered until this morning. So it's only now that, of course, the word has gone out and people are asked especially to pray and to hope for the return of the relics of St. Pope John Paul II and Blessed Papa Lusco.
Did you ever meet Pope St. John Paul II?
Oh, yes, I did, John. That was a wonderful gift of my life and something that is such a treasured memory. This happened actually back in the year 2005, in January of 2005, and you may recall that Pope St. John Paul II passed away in April of that same year. And I was coming to Rome with a group of friends, and we all loved Pope St. John Paul II so much. And so we thought it would be our dream to have the opportunity to meet him in person, to have an audience with him. And so we wrote a letter through the Office of Protocol, the typical way that one would be granted such a gift. And in addition to that, when we got here, we also brought a second letter and handed it to someone who was working at the papal household. I'd lived here in Rome during the year 2000, during that great Jubilee year. So if this was a time that it was appropriate to call on friends and contacts to see if there was any possibility to make this happen. And sure enough, we got a phone call a few days later, and they asked us, would you be free tomorrow at 10 a.m.? And we thought, would we be free? I guess so. So it was an audience of 50 people, and there was such excitement in the air. Being early January, it was really extra special that as we all waited to meet the Holy Father, the crowd, which was from all over the world, spontaneously broke into a song that we could all sing together, Adeste Fidelis, in Latin. And the Holy Father entered to us just spontaneously singing with joy. And we each had the opportunity, of course, to go up and to meet him. And when I had that moment, I told him that I brought prayers and love of the young adults of the United States with me. And he gave great advice, which was to pray hard and to study hard and to be holy. So I do remember those simple but very poignant words to this day, John. And,
wow.
And it's something that I will never forget.
What a beautiful, magnificent memory. And that's all by writing a letter to the Office of Protocol. Put that on our to-do list today, Glenn.
Exactly.
Note to Office of Protocol, Pope Francis, because if they say yes, then they can't say no to us if we want to go to Rome, right?
That's right, exactly.
More ammo for us.
There you go. This is like Alfred Hitchcock appearing in all of his movies. There's not a conversation that goes by with Ashley Noronha when we don't drop the hint that perhaps someday we can originate morning air from the Vatican. You can follow Ashley online, her personal website with her husband John, johnandashley.org. They will also be your personal tour guides of Rome and the Vatican. Again, you can go to their website at johnandashley.org, taking a look at the Pope's General Weekly audience this morning live from Rome. Ashley, thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. God bless.